Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. It's a hurly-burly, fast-paced world of 24-hour news cycles and endless demands on our time, with workday tasks seemingly outnumbering the minutes of the day. It's a wonder we get any sleep at all. So what to do? Many of us embrace the American tradition of skimping on sleep during the week, figuring we can still maintain productivity at the office. Then we try to catch up on our shut-eye on the weekend. What's the harm in that? A study out of the University of South Florida, however, suggests that we face mental and physical consequences even after one night of inadequate sleep. That's defined as 6 or fewer hours of slumber, and it gets worse from there. The sleep investigation gathered data from 2,000 middle-aged adults and found that symptoms of sleep loss worsened until day 3 with inadequate bedtime. That's when the body temporarily adjusts a bit, but then on day 6, symptoms heighten to their worst. So check the idea of being your best at work by cheating your body out of a full night's rest. Researchers note sleepless participants in their study reported a range of dysfunctional emotions, including anger, nervousness, frustration, and loneliness. Physical symptoms included digestive problems, aches, upper respiratory issues, and other ailments. Sleeplessness is an American sport. We're a nation of night owls. We howl at the jokes in late-night TV monologues and stress about jobs as we stare at our darkened bedroom ceilings, looking for absent sheep to count. An estimated 1/3 of U.S. adults are snoozing less than 6 hours a night. So get to sleep. 7 or 8 hours will do. Your boss will thank you. But more importantly, your body and mind will too. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.